Morning, everyone. Welcome you to our service today, whether on in the building or on Zoom or YouTube later. The service today, we thank Bridget for being in our worship. This is a special service for the start of Christian Aid Week. And I'll now light a candle for a time of quiet as we prepare for worship.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for supporting this Christian Aid service. Our call to worship is on the screens, I believe. Please join in the words in bold type. Sorry, and I've just realised that I didn't give Louise an order of service. You've got one. Thank you. Sorry. Creator of all, you are faithful to the world you have made. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Giver of abundant life, you long for us to flourish. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Good shepherd of the sheep, you know us and love us.
I will praise you, Lord.
Lord, as we gather in praise and prayer, we ask that you renew our faith and form us into one body, ready to serve you. Amen. The theme of our service today is faithful action. Through scripture, prayer and song, we'll explore God's faithfulness and discern how we can reflect that faithfulness in our lives. Our first worship song is Faithful One. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes, "The one who calls you is faithful." God's boundless love and care for us is offered in every moment. We are called to reflect the faithful and compassionate nature of God in our words and actions. Let us sing. In this song, we acknowledge the greatness of God and recognize that our response to his amazing love should be in our service to others. We'll sing this through twice.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Faithful God, we come before you with our gifts and strengths, and with our faults and weaknesses, knowing your unfailing love for us. Open our hearts and minds that we may hear your word and act on it. Foster in us boldness and perseverance. Transform us into your likeness and inspire us to build your kingdom of justice and love on earth. God of mercy and grace, your steadfast love extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Yet still we turn away from you. We give up in the face of challenges. We allow division to deepen. We tell ourselves that you have deserted us. When we lose faith, loving God, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. Jesus, you call us to love one another and share our good gifts with our neighbours. But too often we say, "Am I my brother's keeper?" We hold tight to what is ours. We do not listen to cries for justice. We tell ourselves that there is nothing we can do. When we fail to turn our faith into action, loving God, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. Holy Spirit, your fruit is faithfulness, love, joy, and peace. Too often we fear the growth and change that comes with being guided by you. We would rather pursue our own way. We do what is wrong, and we neglect to do what is good. When we fall short as faithful followers, loving God, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. Amen.
Amen.
And now let us join in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may we have our first reading, please, from Psalm 61.
Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day.
Thank you, Lucy. I have a question. If I say the words big city to you, what picture comes into your mind?
London.
London, yes. What about London? What is there in London or New York that springs to mind? Tall buildings,
millions of people.
Yeah, traffic. Yes, noise. Lots of shops. Yes, lots and lots of buildings. I travel on across London on a bus quite often, and I'm always amazed at the number of buildings packed into a relatively small space. There are parks, of course. In fact, David Attenborough tells us that there are more green spaces in London than in any other city in the world. So, but we don't automatically think of green spaces in our cities, and we certainly don't think of them as places to grow vegetables. But we're going to watch a short film now of a project in Nairobi, Kenya, and how Christian Aid partners there are helping to develop the idea of urban farming. I hope we're going to watch a film anyway.
The population is increasing, the cost of living is rising, and the climate is changing. And as a result, people are struggling to find work, to find food, and also to educate their children.
Niile ukiamuka kuna mawazo naweza ni juu watoto wako wanataka school fees aya chakula ndio hiyo wale kuwa naye akiwa vitu mingi asikokuwa kwa mikono yangu kama kulipa nyumba, kulipa school fees, kuenda hospitali, nasi ukua kwa mikono yangu. Lakini kwa sahi sasa nimebeba kila kitu. Hiyo sasa ndiyo namna ni ngumu, lakini Mungu wako.
Here in Dagoretti, people face so many challenges that include food insecurity and limited access to basic services such as healthcare and also clean water and limited access to land.
Yeye ndiye alikuta akatuongeleza lakini mara ya kwanza sikuwa naelewa imaliza kilimo inamaanisha nini. Ilikuwa naona sasa imaliza kilimo hapa Nairobi naweza lima wapi? Lakini sasa vile imaliza kilimo ilitufunza unaweza lima hata penye nimesimama hapa naweza lima. Lakini after kutufunza funza hivyo akatufunza tukaambiwa kuna vile unaweza lima Nairobi na shamba kidogo. Najua sasa vile walinifunza kulima yani najivunia juu sio ile kitu yenye nimeenda kununua ile nailima bila mbolea ya kemiko. Hiyo nafurahia sana hata kuikula na kufurahia nikiwa.
Our work focuses on one life-changing goal: to help families grow their own nutritious organic vegetables to eat and to sell, and to take advantage of the tiny spaces available in the informal settlement. In partnership with Christian Aid, we've been able to provide critical support to the community members here. We start with the basics, training them on making organic compost, making seedbed, and also raising strong seedlings. We train them on urban farming techniques, multi-story garden, vertical sack, corn garden, sack garden, and even hydroponics. This method means that no matter how small the space is, families can still grow enough food to feed themselves and find surplus to sell.
Sasa hapo nashukuru pikono hapo juu walinifunza vile naweza pata. Saa hii natoka naenda soko na nilo narudi nauza.
We know the story of the mustard seed from Luke's Gospel. A very small seed that grew into a very big tree that everyone looked up at. My work focuses on ensuring that I help people to understand that the mustard seed can grow into a very big tree that can support generations of people for many, many years.
Sasa hiyo unaweza ipangia. Hii sasa ni nunue hii, ni nunue hii. Juu unajua kesho pia itakuja sababu ni mboga inaendelea ikikua.
In Kenya and in UK, our small actions can grow beyond what we thought possible. Get involved this Christian Aid Week. With every donation, we can make a difference together.
time to sing again now. The next hymn is, O Lord, the clouds are gathering. In the words of the chorus, we ask that justice will flow like a river and righteousness like a never-failing stream. May we have our offertory now? I think it's Mike and Rita. Yes, thank you. Father God, at this time, we remember all your bountiful gifts to us. We are very aware that there are many people in the world who do not enjoy our privileges. Help us to be good stewards of our money and generous in our giving. Amen. Last week I had several members of my family staying for 3 days. My first thought when I knew they were coming was, how many meals do I have to prepare and what am I going to give them to eat? Now, feeding my family isn't difficult, as they will eat most things, usually in large quantities. But it did occur to me that as I made my list for the supermarket, not once did I have to consider whether the goods I wanted would be available, and more important, if I would have the money to pay for them. I was comfortable in the knowledge that there was money in the bank to provide adequate food for my hungry family. It was a sobering thought as I prepared this service. We have heard something about Frieda Marar practicing urban farming in the sprawling informal settlement of Dagoretti in Nairobi, Kenya. Life here is precarious, with inadequate housing, no reliable access to running water, and few opportunities to earn an income. Hunger is a constant threat as families face heartbreaking decisions over how to feed their children. In this densely packed environment, farming might seem impossible, but Frieda has taken on the challenge with the support of Christian Aid's partner, Beacon of Hope. Frieda rents a corrugated metal shelter to house her children and grandson. They don't have running water inside the home and share a basic toilet with several other families. Frieda recently lost her husband in a tragic accident and feels her loss acutely. As she says, he's left a big gap. Day-to-day life for Frieda can be precarious. She wakes every morning worrying about how to feed her family. As Frieda says, I can't give up. My children need food. They need to go to school. Recently, Frieda has seized the opportunity offered by a project called Strengthen Agriculture. This project trains people like Frieda in urban farming. Families learn how to grow vegetables in small spaces using cone gardens, a form of vertical planting. They learn to conserve rainwater, make organic compost, and use dehydrators to conserve food. Now, tucked at the end of a concrete alley, Frieda tends her lush urban farm, full of tomatoes, kale, and other vegetables. Her children and grandson eat fresh vegetables, and she sells her produce at market. For Frieda, this has been transformative. As she explains, now I can plan. I can help my family. Urban farming has changed my life. Brenda Kaludi lives with her husband and children in a wooden one-bedroomed house in Dagoretti. Her husband works for a building company, but his shifts are irregular. Some days there is no work and no pay. Belinda picks up whatever work she can. A stable income is vital for Belinda's family, As she tells us, everything here has to be paid for. We even have to buy our water. Providing food for the children is very difficult because it's so tough to find a job. Belinda loves learning and is excited to be part of the Strengthen Agriculture project. She has been able to cultivate her own cone garden, growing spinach, beetroot and local specialities. She delights in being able to feed her children fresh ingredients whilst selling extra produce to help with costs such as school supplies. Belinda explains what keeps her going in times of difficulty. She says, when there is challenge, most of the time I pray. In a place where hardship means hunger, Frieda and Belinda are growing hope for their families. They have put their faith into action. Frieda says that now the biggest difference is that she can make plans for her family's future, not just survive day to day. Belinda speaks of her satisfaction in becoming an independent woman. For hard-pressed families in Dagoretti, ongoing support is vital to allow more urban families to access training and resources. This Christian Aid Week, we have 7 days to make a difference. How can we follow the example of Frieda and Belinda and show our faith through our actions? Now, sorry, I realise I left a reading out. Sorry, Peter, that might have thrown you a bit. May we have our second reading now, please?
The reading is from Acts 17, starting at verse 22. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. But this is what I am going to proclaim to you. The Lord who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he's not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He's given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. Thanks be to God."
We thank God for those readings, and we thank Lucy and John for reading them for us. our next hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, we actually sang last week, but it is a hymn that shows the importance of walking alongside others, especially those in need, so it seemed particularly appropriate for today. Let us sing, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. If you scan the shelves of your local supermarket, you'll probably see at least one product with the words new recipe or new and improved on its packaging. The desire for novelty goes back a long way. In Acts 17:21, the verse immediately before our reading today, the residents of first century Athens are characterized as people who are always listening to or talking about the latest ideas. They want to hear Paul speak because they are interested in the new God he is talking about. Perhaps they could include this God alongside the others they worship. Paul's answer to them is a surprise. Instead of delivering a promotional pitch for this new deity, Paul tells the Athenians that they have already encountered God without knowing it, and that God is going to turn their thinking upside down. Paul's message is that the God he talks about is not just another option alongside others. God does not need to be worshipped or idolized. God is not a power to be harnessed or a force to be placated by human beings. Instead, God is the creator of every living thing, the source of life itself. God created human beings in his own image and is as close to them as a parent to their child. So the Athenians have already encountered God, because it is in God that they live and move and have their being. Nothing that exists is outside God's loving attention. The final part of Paul's message is that if those who hear him believe what he says is true, then this will change their lives. God is not served by human-made statues. Instead, service is about how we live. God will judge the world in righteousness. To serve the righteous, just, and loving Creator, we must embody righteousness, justice, and love in our lives. One of the sources through which we hear about the experiences of our global neighbours is news media. But as the word suggests, the stories the media report are shaped by our attraction to novelty. As quickly as one crisis appears in our headlines, another takes its place, simply because it is news. There are many communities whose stories are absent from the headlines altogether. Their situations are judged to be too complex, their challenges too entrenched to grab our attention. How many of us knew about the difficulties faced by those living in informal settlements in Kenya before hearing Frieda and Belinda's stories? The day-to-day struggle they face in Dagoretti will never be deemed newsworthy. Paul's message runs counter to our attraction to the new. It focuses our attention instead on the deep and constant faithfulness of God. This is important to Frieda. It is God who gives her strength each day. Paul's message also challenges us to consider how we are serving God. Are we creating a big show of faithfulness, as shiny and impressive as an Athenian statue? Are we forgetting what God values and what we will be judged on? How we reflect the image of the Creator in our lives? What can we do this Christian Aid Week in response to this challenge? Our prayers of intercession this morning are those written especially for Christian Aid Week. As I go through the prayers, when I say, "In your mercy," would you please respond with, "Hear our prayer." Let us pray. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray for our global neighbours in Kenya. We pray especially for the residents of Dagoretti. We hold before you all people forced to live in inadequate housing, without reliable access to running water, sanitation or electricity. We pray for those who live with uncertainty and the threat of hunger each day. Help us to hear clearly the voices of our neighbours when they share their experiences. Inspire us to action as we respond to your command to love one another. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray for those with power, for governments, leaders, lawmakers, and those who speak with loud voices on the public stage. May those who have power and influence love mercy, act justly, and walk humbly. We pray for governments to take action to end economic inequality. We pray especially for countries like Kenya, who are carrying an unjust debt burden. Instill in us the prophetic voice that speaks truth to power. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy. Lord, hear us as we pray for an end to conflict. Strengthen those working for peace and justice across the world. We pray for all places and people affected by war, violence and injustice, especially remembering the people of the Middle East, Ukraine and Sudan. Show us how to seek peace and pursue it in our own lives. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray for all those known to us who are sick or suffering, remembering especially those named on our prayer board. We think of Laurel undergoing grueling treatment for cancer, and Gordon, who is unable to join us on Sunday mornings now, but thinks of us often. We pray for all those who are grieving, remembering particularly Robert and Sheila. Fill us with compassion for all those in need of support. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We are thankful for bold and courageous urban farmers like Frida and Belinda, who show us what is possible. We pray for Beacon of Hope, Christian Aid's partner in Nairobi. We ask that you sustain and guide urban farmers as they grow food, protect their children from hunger and nurture hope. We thank you for all who are giving, acting and praying this Christian Aid Week. May we see your image in these acts of generosity and love. And may we find new ways to live out our faith through service to others. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy.
Amen.
Great is your faithfulness, Lord. You have promised to hear us when we call upon you. Receive these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And what other hymn could we use to follow that than Great is Thy Faithfulness? Let us sing.
Thank you.
Just before we share the blessing together, may I thank Liz for playing for us once again and for our tech team over in the corner. Now let us share the blessing together. May the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.